This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thursday already.
Already?
It feels like this week is just screwing by, which is nice. You know, it's good. There's a lot going on, I guess, with Yuzette being out and all the kids in here training and stuff. Nicole's on the mic in there. How'd you feel after yesterday?
Good. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it stressful?
No.
That's
my
good.
My dad brought up the diaphragm.
Oh.
he was like, you probably don't know what that is because of generation. He knew what it was. I'm like, good for
you. Of course he knew what it was.
Yeah, he's our age.
Yeah.
Is he our age? Is he 50?
He's 55.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's our age.
Wow,
that's great.
He's your age.
At least I hope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm so much older than you. Hey. Are you 51?
No.
Yeah, you are. You have.
No, I'm not.
You just turned 50 this year. We did that this year.
Yeah, we just did that thing this year.
What is wrong with you?
Your math is great, sir. What's going on with you?
I just felt like he was 50 when the baby was born.
What happened to your lid?
My lid? What do you mean?
Your head, your cabeza, your noggin. Why are you? You don't remember?
I thought like my bangs. I cut my bangs. I thought you were going to make fun of those.
I thought so too. What's wrong with
don't
your
make
haircut?
Fun of my bangs. No, I don't know.
You cut your own bangs?
Of course I do.
All right.
You know that.
Well,
you've known me for years, Vin.
I know,
what's
but you also have a cheruti.
I do, but she doesn't come and cut my bangs. I don't know if I'm going to keep going. I mean, she's
keep
great.
Keep going. You stay at your house. She comes to you.
Yeah.
Doesn't keep get any going. Easier than that.
Yeah. It's expensive.
I don't know if I'm going to keep staying at my house and letting someone come over and cut my hair.
Nah, I don't know. It's just like a whole thing. I just want to cut my hair. I'm going to let it grow out. It grows really fast. I can wait because I don't want to. I love this job and I want to do it as long as humanly possible. But on that very last day, you're shaving my head.
I'll do it.
I'm taking it all off, let it come back gray. Maybe leave me like a quarter inch so that I can have like white hair with just a little black end on it. Come on, that'd be
don't
fun.
Don't back out now. Down to the skin.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I mean, you'll let it
cut
grow.
It all off and then like shave and cream it and stuff?
Oh, well, if you want. But no, we can just take the little gator off and just shave it without the clip.
Won't that hurt?
No,
it doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt?
Yeah.
Just I don't
take
want
your
you
time.
To
go slow though.
Yeah.
It'll get caught.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Nothing
fun.
Like a little zap from the razor.
And then
anyway.
I'll get one of those like scarves.
You know that feeling though?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh God. I mean, I definitely looked more like my mom with short hair, but God, was it so nice getting
in the
shower
good.
And shaking my head out and having it be over the end. No more worried about my hair.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with your neck, but the hair looked great.
The neck is bad.
Shut
the
up.
Neck is so bad.
I'm just kidding.
You know, and it was fine because I would have just like sucked it up and kept it short. But I'm telling you, that one time Danielle walked into my house right when I got my hair cut short, you know, hot ass Danielle. And she, I swear to God, the look of horror on her face when she looked at me, I'm like, oh, I'm not cute anymore.
It wasn't because Human didn't want to bone you anymore?
No, it wasn't because Human didn't want to bone me anymore. Yeah, Human liked me blonde and with long hair. I guess if I got some fake boobs, I'd be like the perfect girl for him.
Oh, I'm sure he'd take you without the fakies.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Lucky me.
I'm pretty sure.
That'd be great. Oh, we're going to see Human today. They're going to do that Jojo Rabbit movie.
What even is that? I just saw that on the page. I'm like...
It's apparently a World War II movie where the kid's imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler.
But is this even a wide movie?
I guess. It must be. I mean...
Some big stars in it.
Is it?
Who are the big stars?
I haven't seen any commercials. You know what I've seen commercials for? Star Wars.
Yeah. That's a big movie right there.
So Jojo is a lonely German boy who discovers that his single mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. Aided only by his imaginary friend Adolf Hitler, Jojo must confront his blind nationalism as World War II continues to rage.
Who's in it?
They have Scarlett Johansson, Sam Rockwell, Rebel Wilson.
Oh, that is a big cast.
Yeah, it's a pretty big cast.
Why haven't we... I haven't seen one ad for that. Weird. Bless you.
It's a comedy, though. I mean,
it is?
A comedy?
Yeah, I'm pretty they're trying to make it, you know...
How do you
do hilarious that, like... movie about a little Jewish girl living in someone's attic in World War II. Hilarious.
The trailer looks kind of funny.
That's, well, I guess.
All right.
This is, I swear to God, on this show is the only place I've heard it. The first I ever heard of it was 1 week ago today when those guys brought it up.
Yeah, I don't.
And then we gave away some tickets for it. Which
I don't have any
we
idea.
Did a bad job of explaining what it was. Hey, anybody want to see this movie? We don't know. Jojo Rabbit, something like Roger Rabbit or something. I don't know.
Apparently it was a book first.
Oh.
And then they made it into the movie.
So many good movies are first books.
Indeed.
So many bad movies are first books, too. Indeed. Well, greetings, everyone. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yep. So I don't know how the power went. I'll look it up to see who got turned off. I know I had power. I rode down the coast yesterday afternoon and then went for a surf.
Oh, how was it?
Good. It's great. It's dry though right now and kind of windy, and it's like I was out there. I felt like my eyes are burning. You know, the wind and
Well, there's a huge fire burning right now in Sonoma.
So, oh, you
like,
know 10, what I saw?
People evacuated.
A convoy of fire trucks driving north. I went by it very slowly.
Where they're going? I got a letter here. From a loyal listener, she says. Her name's Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Greetings, radio family. No power, no water on this hot October night. I'm scared and triggered and writing to you. It was not that long ago PG&E had us in the dark, and here we are again. A woman who went through the fires, as I did, and lost everything, I did not, told you this temporary inconvenience was worth it. I'm sorry, but I don't agree. PG&E dropped the ball for decades until it finally turned into a fireball. I awoke to it barreling. This must be her first experience. I don't think this happened to her last night. She's just scared and sitting in the dark. I awoke to it barreling down the mountain on both sides of our ranch, frantically trying to free our horses and get us all to safety. It was nothing short of a nightmare I hope to never go through again. Residents of Santa Rosa sued, as they should, saying PG&E should have done something. Who could disagree? But shutting off power to those of us who've already suffered enough is hardly what I'd call a solution. I'm not bitching because I'm a bitch. I have an equine rescue that is home to 15 horses. This is that place that I don't know if anyone would remember Hooman's Instagram post from last year when he took a couple of people up there.
Nope.
To ride and visit the horses. The horses drink a lot of water, and our water comes from a well. No power, no well water. Every time PG&E shuts us down, I'm not running into Santa Rosa to get gas or ice or groceries. I'm running into Santa Rosa to get water to the tune of about 150 gallons a day. It's a full-time job.
Wow.
I could get used to bathing in my dog's swimming pool, very cold, and using the porta potty at the ranch, kind of gross. And yes, I'm working on getting a generator that we can hardwire into our well. Not an easy task. In the meantime, I want to know why, after all these years of paying my PG&E dues, I'm being held responsible for the error of their ways. So not fair. Thanks for listening. A loyal listener, Linda. She's the Pony Express Equine Assisted Skills for Youth.
Well, Linda, you sound exactly like us. Mm. I believe I was saying that almost exactly yesterday.
Yep.
Like, and I don't know why someone hasn't gone and climbed into their books. I'm assuming because they probably can't expose the people who are no longer there who did this, because that's probably the case.
It's years and years and years of deferred maintenance.
But look, not to defend anybody, but I will say that most companies take their profits.
Yeah. Well, and especially publicly held companies, because they have to pay dividends to stockholders. And the profit has become the thing, not the continuation of the viability of the company.
I mean, I think that most management in the tech companies, all these companies, their idea is how can we wring dollars out even though we're profitable?
Right.
How do we
have
get,
to show growth.
Right. How do we get more money and pour it? Like, here's another example. In this company, they don't go, well, that's been there 10 years. Let's replace that before it breaks.
No.
Said no company ever.
No company ever. Not once, not ever.
Boy, that's outlived its usefulness by a couple years.
Let's just never touch it or maintain it and see how long it lasts
right.
for.
I mean, that's not...
That'll be cool.
I think most...
And then we'll figure out a way to get along without it once it does break.
Most board meetings, if someone came in and said, listen, you guys, we're the most profitable we've ever been. What we should do is take these profits and pour them into the lines in the North Bay.
Mm.
Like, really, let's clear the brush and
let's make sure that we have years of future profitability by maintaining the GD stuff we've got going
now. I can
now.
See
oh, I'm sorry.
How
that's
that
the
happened.
Wrong answer. Sorry
I'm not excusing it.
Instead,
I just,
why don't we give all
it.
Our executives bonuses and do a nice dividend payout to the shareholders? All right, let's do that again every year and never maintain our stuff. As if San Bruno wasn't a wake-up call enough for them. Now the North Bay is on fire.
So.
And yeah, I guess, I mean, they'll be able to say it wasn't their fault, the fire that's burning right now. I guess the power was off, so I don't know how that one started.
Well, and that doesn't, even what's going on with PG&E doesn't stop people from throwing cigs out their window. I watch it happen today.
Ugh, really?
Every day. Cigs out the window on the freeway in. Every day.
Yeah. Don't, so. Please, you guys, I mean, you know, you don't have to care about anything, but please at least don't contribute to the frickin' fires.
I used
to. Uncaring bastard.
Just so you know, I used to smoke. I used to keep a little bottled water. I mean, it was disgusting. Get me wrong.
I was pouring cigs
into my little empty
bottle
of water.
You'd leave 3 inches
right.
of water in it, and then you'd have the cap. You'd uncap it, drop your cig in, cap it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this disgusting, floating water bottle of death.
Ashtray.
That was fun, though, right?
I don't even remember hearing it, to tell you the truth. Because usually my window was open because I'd just been smoking.
Sometimes I'd have to drop it in and then it'd still be flaming.
Right,
and
so you have to shake
like,
it. Shake it to get the water to it. Oh, I'm going to melt through it. This disgusting water is going to be all over my car. It's like bong water times 12.
Yeah.
Like, this
so
is
you
bad.
Know it.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Even I know it.
Well.
Well, you're a smoker.
I'm an occasional smoker. Social smoker.
So weird.
Yeah, that's a dangerous line to walk.
I know.
He seems to do it just fine.
Well, you know, I have my moments where I'm like, Sarah, let me get that.
Give me one of those.
But you never go looking for a cig when you're at home.
I have once, just because I don't know why. I think it was drinks.
Well, was that's like, usually yeah,
could,
what it is.
I could use one of those right now.
What, a drink or a cig? Oh, did you see the picture that Yuzette posted from Hawaii?
I zipped past it on Instagram because I was in the middle of...
Just a beautiful sunset. She's there.
I want to say I was watching Survivor this morning when I saw it.
Oh, God, Survivor.
It wasn't a great episode.
Oh, I thought it was really good.
You did?
Yeah. Like, I was... The one bummer for me was that they didn't go to the Island of the Idols, that you didn't get to see Rob and Sandra until Tribal Council.
I was absolutely riveted. What's her name? The Indian girl?
Oh, Karishma.
I was riveted to her story about arranged marriage and...
That's going to be a thing when she gets home.
Well, it's a thing now. I mean, if you understand, if like watching the way she behaves, she's defeated all the time.
Yeah.
She's already defeated in everything she
and
does.
And excludes herself
right.
from things.
And then you hear that and you go, oh, well, there's a window into your world.
Mm.
Your parents... shunned you until you agreed.
Were ashamed of you until you finally agreed to marry.
To take on a marriage with someone you never met.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, that explains a lot, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Well, that's a cultural norm. It's like, and it's so funny because she's like, well, it's not arranged. I'm not really forced, but also I don't really have a choice. So I'm not sure which of those is more accurate.
Well, look, your parents carry more weight than even you'd like to admit.
Mm. Well, like, and especially in certain cultures where the behavior is this and the way you dress is this and the way your life is going to go is this, any deviation from that can be upsetting to the family at the very least.
But as she's describing the marriage she's in, I'm thinking...
Well, she called him her roommate.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound super loving.
Well, I mean, sometimes you call him a roommate.
Well.
Sometimes some people call him roommates.
Yeah, if you're hosting a radio show and you're... a clown for a living.
Yeah.
She's talking about her real life. I mean, that is...
It's sad.
Yeah, it's super sad. It's absolutely
sad.
Not... I don't know how she could go home to that and be after this and be okay.
I know. Well, she's saying she's, you know, thinking through the things that are going on in her life and what she wants to change. You know, the problem, I think, for a lot of people in that situation is that it's not just that, okay, I'm going to divorce this person. It's I'm going to divorce my whole family. I'm going to have to walk away from everybody that I love and who loves me because they can't accept that these are the changes I want to make. And I don't know if that chick does not seem like a person who's going to be okay on her own. She's a mess.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's a mess out there. If you want to talk about self-defeating, the definition is charisma. Like, she is finding ways to alienate herself from people. And it's too bad, because this is an opportunity. I don't feel, just the very little that we see of life on that island, it doesn't seem like anyone's doing anything to ostracize her. She's doing it to herself.
Well, I can assure you, Jeff, I don't even watch the finale, but I can assure you Jeff Probst, the host, is writing down questions mm-hmm. as that show's being recorded, even before it even airs, before he even gets to New York or wherever he do that. He's going to be like, where's your husband?
Yeah. What's going on with him? What's going on with your roommate / husband?
Or maybe he won't. Maybe it'll seem like he's picking on her. I don't know.
Well, and you wouldn't want, maybe he'll talk to her beforehand and be like, is this something you want to address? What you going to do here, girl?
Could you have gotten into an arranged marriage?
Absolutely not. But I wasn't raised with that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
That's what it is. It's a cultural thing. You're told from the minute that you're born that we're going to find you a suitable husband. Love's got nothing to do with it.
I wouldn't have done it.
You know, in the movie Sick, is that the name of it?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you have. It's Kumail Nanjiani.
The Big Sick.
The Big Sick. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the guy from Silicon Valley. Right. So he falls in love with a white lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a big part of that whole thing is this him dealing with his family who still love him. They love him, but he's got to be dead to them. But then the mom is like sneaking him casseroles through other, can't talk to him.
Well, he's also a comedian, which is frowned upon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, this guy's letting his family down in every way possible, mm-hmm. you know?
But it's funny, she's shopping him images of this. How about this girl? She seems like a nice lady.
Right. There's all these dinners that he has to go to, and lovely young ladies who are just, you know, like, this guy's not into me. He's actually in love with someone else. Whatever, though. Whatever works. I think it's probably wrong of us to sit here and comment on other cultures' traditions.
You know what? It's super interesting that because she's not in her native land or whatever you want to call it. Or maybe she is. Maybe she was born in America, but the tradition she's living in is foreign to us. Mm-hmm. No question.
Right.
And while it's probably happening down the street, it's hard to take.
It is hard to wrap
like
your head around.
In my head, it feels like there needs to be a rescue. Like, send some people in.
I agree. I hate to say it, but I completely concur.
So that's not to be rude. That's what actually is occurring to me.
That's just our sort of American cultural, you know, insensitivity.
That's what we're going to do. I'm going to break down the door and scream like a lunatic. You shuffle her out the back door while
I'm going to make a scene. I'm going to set up a little distraction, and we're going to get that girl out of there. And, you know, actually, the ANN correspondent, Maria, in Napa.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she has written, actually, a piece. And she reminded me of a couple... ANN, right. I'm like, what's he doing? So we'll take a quick break and play a song here, and then we'll be back into the trash. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.